On the cover, a girl with stunning locks flashes a cute pose as she takes a selfie. In the background of her picture, Shrike and Mighty Briar frantically dodge blasts of glittery explosions. Wonderworld Comics is proud to present the Pride Anthology, Locked and Loaded.
Prepare yourself, dear reader, for another gripping tale of adventure, drama, and self-discovery. This is Wonder World Comics.
This is a Pride episode. There will be no on-page homophobia. The event is not being attacked for homophobic reasons, just other reasons. there are also a lot of like animals at this event that we're going to be at in the game. So there will be no animal harm. The animals all have very thick plot armor. Okay, so we're going to start our comic book today on a few panels of this event called Paws for Pride. So Paws for Pride is an annual charity that the New Olympus Animal Shelter, Noah's Ark, does in conjunction with Pride Month. So sort of the nature of the event is that people can bring their pets dressed up in all sorts of Pride gear. The pets all, they have like tables or for larger animals, they can just stand there, but they have these little stations set up where the pets can be in their little Pride outfits and people can walk around and meet all the little Pride pets. It's very cute. And so we get just a couple panels, maybe like one panel of kind of the event zoomed out. And then we get to see like a few panels of various Pride pets in their very cute outfits as they're getting ready for this event. And then we get a panel of Kalea. So Clay, I think you have a deal with the animal shelter that you're going to live stream this event. And maybe some of the funds from your live streaming event can also go to support the animal shelter. And I think you're excited to be here to kind of have this partnership with the animal shelter and also cute animals and Pride and like what's not to love here. We, I think, start with her kind of showing up, maybe snapping a selfie. Can you describe what she is wearing to this?
Yeah, Kalea is wearing like a bodysuit, like a leotard over like some leggings. So it very much looks like a bodysuit. Of like bright neon colors. So like hot pink, lime green, electric blue, kind of those colors. And she's also wearing a rainbow tutu special for Pride, and it has lots of sparkly bits on it. So she's very shiny, very, very much attracting the eyes of people who would look towards her. It's very nearing gaudy, but she pulls it off.
She absolutely does. And as you're maybe taking a selfie, as you're getting to this event, the event hasn't really started yet. Some people are there with their pets and maybe trying to get their pets dressed or whatever. People are starting to show up, but it hasn't properly started yet. You do see a couple of girls kind of nearby where you're standing, and they're kind of like whispering at each other. They look really excited, and they kind of seem like maybe people who recognize you, and like maybe they want to talk to you or say hi, but they aren't maybe brave enough to do it. Do you reach out to them, or do you just kind of keep doing your thing?
Definitely reach out to them and be like, hey, as soon as I see anybody who might even remotely recognize me.
Yeah, one of the girls kind of like looks behind herself, like, are you talking to me? Are you talking to someone behind me?
I would, you know, indicate that I'm deaf to them. I would walk closer to them to like walk over to where they are.
Yeah, and I think as you do, they kind of realize like, oh, it is us. And they get really excited. And the one is like just like so excited that she like almost isn't talking. She's, as you kind of get close, like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm such a big fan. Can we get a picture with you?
Clay would be like, absolutely. And take the girl's phone from her to like make sure that all the pictures that are taken look good.
Does she have kind of like a signature pose that she does with people, or just like kind of plays it by ear, feels the moment?
She does this thing where she always like throws her locks like over her shoulder in a very dramatic fashion and then poses right after. So if anyone has like a live photo, she has to make sure that the hair swish is in there.
That is perfect. I also love the idea of her like swishing these super long locks like in proximity of people.
They'd be blessed for the locks to touch them.
Like, yes, they would be. I love it. So we're going to leave her for a bit, taking her pictures with her fans that she's found. And we are going to turn the page and we are going to see Drew. So I think, Drew, you have a scheduled appearance at the animal shelter to take the sponsored Young Vindicators Pet of the Week picture. But that's not for quite that. You've got some time before that. So I think maybe you have shown up as Drew, hoping to just kind of be chill, take part of the Pride festivities under the radar. What is Drew wearing to this event?
Drew is real excited, actually. He's going to just experience Pride primarily. So he's kind of going all out. His teammates Akina and Swift helped him with his makeup. He's got like dark purple eyeliner on, and then that kind of like fades into these pink kind of like wings on the sides. And then with like some, you know, blue sparkles on his cheeks and, you know, the rest of him. He's wearing not like booty shorts, but like short shorts and like his shiny,
like stylishly short.
Yeah. And then he's also wearing his shiny Anthem jacket that he has re-bedazzled. So instead of like the initial kind of like silver and red, it is now kind of like an iridescent purpley blue all over. And then it has like in neon pink, like bird wings on the back.
Nice. It, now in my head, the lore is that Drew does in fact own a bedazzler gun.
Oh, absolutely. It's already established that Drew's crafty.
But this is the first bedazzled thing, I think, that not he is, that we've seen him in, but that he has made.
He may have had to go buy a bedazzler, but obviously it was worth it.
I mean, you got to acquire one eventually. You've described what he's wearing, but like, what does he look like as he kind of approaches this event?
He's pretty excited. He's just kind of like walking with the crowd, looking around, looking at all the different flags and all the different kind of like stalls and like speakers and listening to the music. Yeah, just kind of taking it all in.
Yeah. And I think as you are approaching, you start hearing some alarms and pretty quickly realize that there appears to be a break-in at a bank. You maybe question the criminals doing this like in the middle of a very crowded, like, you know, this seems inopportune, but like there does appear to be a bank robbery going on, like real close to you.
Of all the times, I'm just gonna look around, see that obviously there are no cops at Pride, and then sigh because the cops wouldn't be able to do anything anyway, and pulls his mask out of his shorts. They do have pockets, thankfully. But he's just got like a little domino mask, but I guess this is going to have to do. So he's going to take off kind of probably towards the nearest building and start climbing on top of it.
Would you say you're assessing the situation?
You know what? I just might, GM. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and give me that roll plus superior?
Oh, yes. I've 4 conditions marked, which is great. Okay, so 2d6 plus 1 superior. Okay, that is a 6 plus 2 plus 1 minus 2 for a total of a 7.
Okay, so you get to ask one. What here can I use to blink? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? Who here is most vulnerable to me? And how could we best end this quickly?
What here is the biggest threat? What's going on?
Yeah, so from your vantage point, you can see that in this bank, there are like 4 guys. And you pretty quickly realize that maybe they're not that good at what they're doing. They don't seem like professionals. They don't have any like fancy equipment. They don't have any like visible superpowers. They're just like, like your very classic like bank robbers. They're just in there with some very regular guns. And if I'm being honest, like they are the biggest threat, but like, I'm pretty sure you could take him.
Okay.
Do you want a minute to think?
Cool. What's Ryan doing?
What's Ryan doing?
I haven't met Ryan yet.
Ryan, I believe, is bringing Marsha, their cat, to this event.
Marsha would definitely act like she enjoyed being dressed up for Pride when they're at home with Uncle Patrick, because Uncle Patrick made it. And Marsha is Uncle Patrick's little baby girl. Obviously, she's fine with it. As soon as Uncle Patrick is no longer in the area, Marsha is not happy about being dressed up for Pride. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're just rolling up to this event. You do have a text from your friend Lilith that just says, "What is an Elton John and is it dangerous?"
I think Ryan's on her skates, right? She's skating.
Yes.
to this. Yes, yeah, sick. Just skating along with Masha wriggling under her arm. Yeah, I think Ryan would probably send a link to a YouTube video of like an Elton John performance in response to that.
Yeah, and I think she, after a minute, gets a response that is just like, oh, okay, that doesn't seem that dangerous. And I think she's going to leave it at that.
I'm just happy that Lilith asks Ryan these questions. Like, that's just a really nice place for Ryan to be.
Being asked questions by a hot girl.
Well, yeah.
That Ryan even knew the answer to this time.
Yeah.
Lilith could have Googled it, but she asked Ryan instead.
Exactly. Isn't that nice?
It is nice. Very sweet of them. Drew, was that enough time to think about what you're going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I am going to climb up into the rafters so I am backlit by like one of the big bank windows up on like the second floor and kind of stand up on a balcony with my hands on my hips heroically. Hey, don't you think it's a little rude pulling this off during Pride? You couldn't wait? Listen, I'm going to need you guys to pack it up and line up nicely and we can get this over with quickly. I'm attempting to use my move, No You Move. Which is when I demand that an NPC live up to a higher moral code, roll plus savior.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that roll, and you do get a plus one from your assess the situation.
Oh, thank goodness, I needed it. I have two savior, so that cancels out the minus two from my condition. So I have a 3 and a 3 is a 6, plus 1 is 7. So on a hit, they have to meet my standard or market condition. On a 10 plus, I take influence over them as well.
Yeah, I think that they do meet your standard. They, well, what were you trying to get them to do? Just like surrender or leave or?
Yeah.
I think they were.
To surrender. Yeah, to surrender peacefully.
Yeah, that seems like a stretch. Well, no, I think they are like pretty inexperienced. And there's kind of this like scene where, you know, one of them folds like super quick and just like hands in the air. He did not want to be here. He was not planning on being interrupted. And then like a couple of his partners are like, what are you doing? Like, and they kind of argue for a second before like eventually they all kind of fold and yeah, let you handcuff them or whatever it is you're going to do.
Yeah. I was going to be like, what were you guys thinking? You know, there's got to be like at least half a dozen super people out on the streets today. Why would you pick today of all days to try and pull something off this dumb?
One of them mutters something about thinking that people would be too distracted with Pride to notice them. It's really clear these guys do not know what they're doing. But
apparently, geez.
They definitely were not just like a narrative device that I threw together. So I think we are going to turn the page and we're going to be back with Clea. You know, you've kind of talked to these two girls and these fans, taken some pictures with them. You looked fantastic. They were fangirling. It was great. And just as this is ending, you kind of look up and see that there appears to be this situation just a little bit down the street from where you're at a bank. And you can see that just like the aftermath of this robbery. So you see these guys are in handcuffs. And there is this superhero that if you follow the famous superheroes in the city, you do probably recognize as Shrike. And certainly other people are recognizing him. And while you have just had a couple of fans come up to you and ask for a picture, there is a line forming to talk to Shrike. Like he's got 4 or 5 people kind of waiting to take some pictures with him.
She would roll her eyes a little bit like internally, but also low-key start making her way over to also get in line to talk to him.
Yeah, so the line does move pretty quickly. I mean, I don't think Shrike was like necessarily planning for this to be a meet and greet. He was hoping to be here as Drew, but you do get to the front of the line pretty quickly. So what do you open with in this interaction?
Clea automatically goes like, your makeup is absolutely sickening. I love, can we please, and can I like tag you in it? Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. My teammates helped me with it.
Absolutely love. So she, of course, swishes her hair to get into the proper position to pose. And then she takes like 35 pictures.
And Drew notices the hair swish And does it like shimmer, or is there like any other effects, or is it just like, what does it look like on Paige when Kalea uses her powers?
When Kalea uses her powers, like it doesn't like shimmer or anything. She can like change the length of them, like if she needs them to be like really, really long, or if she needs to shorten mm-hmm. them for whatever reason. They're also really strong. But they are the absolutely most beautiful locks that anyone has ever seen on a perfect head of hair ever. So like, people would take note of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And oh my God, are you Kalea? My teammate, Miss Justice, loves your videos.
Kalea gasps the loudest audible gasp ever. Like, it sounds like she has just lost all of the air in her lungs at once. And she's like, oh my God, I cannot believe you know who I am.
Yeah, she's got your videos up all the time.
Do you think it would be like a guilty pleasure for Miss Justice?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kalea shrieks at that, like a very high-pitched like squeal. And immediately starts like typing on her phone to like tweet and like at Miss Justice, be like, hey, basically.
Drew is going to apply palm to forehead. It's like, oh man, I'm going to get it when I get back.
Clay is done, but after she types up her message, she takes like one more picture, also like tweets that, like, so she's had like probably like almost 40 pictures at this point, and in various poses that she is very proud of, and so she's furiously like looking at all of the edits that she can do to them before she posts like the rest of them.
Yeah. You are also pretty close to the Pause for Pride event now, and you are like just about, like it's just about time for you to start your live stream. So are you going to keep doing this? Are you going to get your stream going? Are you going to like maybe invite Shrike to be on your stream?
Cleo like starts to walk away and she's like, bye. Like she's saying like, thank you. And how, you know, happy she was to like be able to meet him. She does not invite him on her stream because she wants to like make a name for herself. But like, as soon as she starts the stream, the first thing she does is mention that he knows who she is, but he's like not actually in the stream.
Shrike, you do have some enhanced hearing. Can you hear her talking about you as she walks away and begins this live stream?
I mean, Shrek doesn't have like his suit on or anything, so he doesn't have any of his like his like heads up display and scanners and stuff.
Surely they're like, she just tagged you on social media, so you open it up and you probably mm-hmm. can see the live stream if Kara wants you to have seen it.
I don't care. There are no rails to go off here.
I don't know. Drew just kind of sighs. He doesn't really like being in the public spotlight, but it's nice to be getting nice press for a change. So
I feel like Drew
will take what he can get.
Tweets like once a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's a retweet.
Yeah.
The tweet where she like tags Shrike, she like puts like hashtag besties for the resties, even though she like literally just met him.
You don't know Shrike, but he really needs that. Like, he really needs a friend. So I'm really glad that he's getting that.
Cool. So the live stream has started. We are going to jump back to Ryan real quick. You've assuaged Lilith's concerns about Elton John for the moment. And I think you've also just barely gotten to this event. And Ryan is, as Ryan so often is, staring at a cute girl. So you get to this event and you see this girl, and she is very, very hot. She is white and just like very cute and fat, and she's wearing like this vintage rainbow dress, and her hair is like pinned up in this rainbow bandana, and she's got her own pet there for Pause for Pride, a little sphinx cat who is wearing like a crochet sweater with Pan Pride colors that says Pride on the back. And a crochet beret, looking as cute as his owner. This is not the first time we have seen Ryan noticing a hot girl on stage, but because it never gets old, what does Ryan look like admiring this girl?
So what Ryan's wearing today as well is like...
Oh yeah, I forgot to ask Ryan's pride look.
She's skating, so she's got her like protective gear on because she's skating. And I don't care what Rule of Cool says, she must be in protective gear at all times when skating. Anyway, she's got like really, really short shorts that have like suspenders like built into them, that are like green, the same green as like her superhero costume basically, but they're all like sequiny and sparkly. And then like, do you call them boob tubes? Is that a thing in America?
Tube tops?
Yeah. Tube tops? Yep.
Yeah.
Slightly less crude way of saying it, I guess. Just a tube top that is like lavender. So he kind of looks like the genderqueer flag, which is kind of, yeah, just in the colors of his like super suit. Marsha's outfit is this like this little like rainbow dress that Patrick made. Yeah, when Ryan's like, sees a hot girl, it's very like anime been hit by something like dazed expression. I think the whole world falls away. Everything else is background noise, probably including the cat that is wriggling in his arms.
Yeah. I love that Patrick made Marsha's dress.
Yeah. And Patrick's also a drag queen sometimes. And he offered to do Ryan's makeup, but Ryan was running late. So I don't think they had time to like.
No, actually. Ryan.
Yeah, so I think like what happened instead was Ryan like grabbed some glitter and just like threw it at their face as they were leaving the house. They have a very sparkly face.
The important thing is he is still hot.
I think it's just very like, this is the skin of a killer Bella is the vibe. yeah, so Ryan just looks like a mirror ball, like staring at a pretty girl.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like awkwardly clinging to like their eyelashes, and I love it. Very important detail. Yeah, so who can say whether this hot girl will show up again at a future point? But regrettably for today, Ryan is not going to get an immediate chance to talk to her because Marsha has been wriggling, very displeased that Patrick is no longer there, and gets loose and starts running off. Am I good to assume, Ryan, that you are going to skate after Marsha?
Oh, definitely. If Ryan loses Marsha, like, Patrick will disown them.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what they've been through and the fact that Patrick is basically his dad, if anything happens to Marsha, their relationship is done. So
if anything happens to Marsha, Ryan will disown Ryan.
And it's also like Ryan's fault as well. It will be Ryan. It won't be Marsha's fault. It will be Ryan's fault.
So. Of course. Marsha can do no wrong.
Yeah.
She's just a sweet little girl.
Yeah. So you go skating off after Marsha. I think that you end up crashing right into this girl who is doing a live stream in your attempt to catch Marsha.
Have I caught Marsha yet?
Marsha, once you run into this person, like you are really close to her when you run into the person live streaming. So I do think you are able to like get a hand on her collar as you're kind of going down.
Cool. Yeah. I think on page, probably like what happens is like you see the person live streaming, who I'm assuming is Kalea.
Yes.
and then there's just like this huge text bubble behind her that's like, Marsha, no! before the big crash. And then Ryan is definitely just like all elbows and knees as he's like trying to climb over this person to like get a better grip on Marsha.
Yeah. So I think we get this panel where you're both kind of on the ground. Ryan, you are like sprawled out over Clea and just barely getting a grip on Marsha. And Clea, your phone is like on the ground next to you. How do you both react to this?
Kalea would probably say something like snarky, like, well, if you wanted my attention, there were easier ways to get it. As she's like scrambling for her phone, because this is gold for the live stream.
Ryan is probably like has like grabbed Marsha and like has her in two hands now and finally like turns around and is about to say something snarky back, but then realizes that it's another hot girl. And it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. My cat just like, yeah. And I had to, and
Kalea like pets the cat and is like, hey.
I think Ryan's face is probably blushing at being videoed. they've had friends who've been videoed and put on the internet, and they've gone viral for very embarrassing things. But yeah, I think she's just like, oh, this is Marsha.
She's definitely going to laugh and, you know, do the Marsha, as she is like petting this cat. But she also notices that you don't seem like the most comfortable on camera. So she is very politely trying to like cut you out of frame, so you're not like too flustered by being on stream unexpectedly.
I think Marsha, on the other hand, loves being on stream.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Marsha is suddenly very well behaved again.
Yeah, she's like purring and like rubbing her chin against Kalea's hand. And
Kalea would ask her audience, like, what do you guys think? Do you think Marsha should be like my new bestie for the next like 3 minutes, like while we're on stream, just to like involve the audience in this mishap that's just happened and try to bring it back to the pride pets, you know, her reason for actually being there.
Shrike got replaced as the bestie real quick.
To be fair, Marsha's way cuter than Shrike.
The bestie is whoever is going to be the most entertaining at the time. So definitely Marsha right now.
You could run a poll.
Definitely.
I think Shrike would still lose, but
do you think I would recognize Kalea? I probably would.
I don't know, would you?
I feel like, so there's this person on the roller derby team with Ryan called Serena, and they are always like live streaming and stuff like that. So I feel like if nothing else, Ryan has probably seen maybe like Serena's like shared like some reels or some streams or something that Kalea has done. Probably especially when Kalea got like the stream where she got her powers. So I think maybe like after like a second of like staring kind of slack-jawed at like hot girl, Ryan realizes like, oh, like famous hot girl. And is like, oh my God, you're Kalea. My friend like sends me so many of your posts and stuff.
Kalea swishes her hair again. It's like, I am Kalea. It's so nice to meet a fan. She has no idea who Ryan is, like at all.
Yeah. Are you live streaming now? Are you doing a sponsored thing now, or?
Kalea kind of laughs and is like, oh, honey, I am always live streaming.
Yeah, I guess that. Sure. Yep. I'm Ryan. This is Marsha. Did I already say that? Can't remember.
Kalea, you know, she's still petting Marsha. And so can I show Marsha off to the stream? Her outfit is to die for.
Yeah, sure. My uncle Patrick made it. He's pretty cool.
So I like hold up Marsha, like, so she's like completely in frame, and I'm like, look at my new friend, my new cat friend, Marsha. Her uncle Patrick made this sickening outfit for her, and then like just showing off in like every angle of Marsha. And I'm assuming Marsha is also posing in her cat poses.
Absolutely.
Like, yes, like, the whole time, like, I'm circling Marsha. Like, I'm like, yes, queen, sir, slay.
I think Ryan is just still sitting on the ground. Like, how have I been, like, upstaged by my own cat?
Marsha and I are just, like, posing together. Like, every time she strikes a pose, like, I strike a pose, and we're posing together in our cute outfits.
Before recording, we're kind of joking about whether Ryan or Shrike or Drew was going to show up as the hottest person. And I was like, sorry, it's going to be Kalea. Neither of you are going to win this one.
Sorry to disappoint. It is absolutely Kalea. She is absolutely slaying boots down, like, yes, we love.
Shrike, like, you know, felt pretty good about himself, but this is a professional.
Yes.
It's unfair to pit them against each other, really.
Yeah. He's just an amateur at
he's in the minor leagues.
Fly.
So I think we turn back to Shrike. I think maybe you've been wandering over to this event that you were going to go to anyway. I think you'd plan to be there as Drew instead of Shrike, but you already have the mask on. It kind of seems like maybe you should just
In for a dime, in for a dollar at this point.
Yeah. And I think as you approach the event, you see there's this animal shelter volunteer. He's like just kind of this cute, short little guy who has like this kind of floppy reddish brown hair and like a volunteer shirt for the animal shelter. And he kind of perks up when you are walking by. He's like, oh, you're early.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I guess I am. Do you take care of the animals?
Kind of blushes and like runs a hand through his hair. It's like, I guess some of them sometimes. I'm the coordinator. I'm supposed to take your picture with the pet of the week. We can do that now, or we can do that later when your scheduled time is.
Whatever's easiest for you, I guess.
He is looking a little frazzled, like he doesn't know what is easiest for him.
Who is the pet of the week?
And he kind of like, now that you're talking about a subject he's like very comfortable and familiar with, he kind of regains some composure and is like, oh, you're gonna love her, she's the cutest. Let's just do the picture right now. And he's going to lead you over to this section where they have some of the animal shelters animals that are up for adoption, and he is going to pull from one of the like crates. But it's very like cute. I mean, they're all cute. This black cat, and he's going to hold it towards you and say, "This is Moonflower. We had a whole batch of we named him after Midnighters." And
that's adorable. Hello.
Are you just looking at the cat? Or are you trying to pet it?
I obviously try and pick up the cat.
The cat hisses at you.
Oh.
And this guy, he has a name tag. So you can see he has the name Mason on his name tag. And he kind of like looks at the cat and he's like, oh, don't worry. She's a sweetheart. She's probably just overwhelmed because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll warm right up to you. I'm going to go grab my camera real quick.
Cool.
While he's gone, do you attempt to touch the cat again?
Mm-hmm.
She hisses at you again.
I kind of crouch down and look more intently at the cat and kind of hold out a hand for her to smell.
She will smell your hand and then hiss at you again.
Okay. Jeez. I guess that's fine. Listen, we're going to have to take a picture, though, so you can at least, like, pretend to be nice for a few minutes.
She stares at you. She's not a person, but if she was, she'd be giving you a very deadpan look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Mason comes back with his camera and kind of scoops Moonflower, the cat, up and positions you and is kind of telling you how to stand, what to do, before he hands the cat back to you. Yeah, and I think the cat, like, does not, like, is very tense, doesn't quite seem like it wants to be held.
I don't think she likes me very much.
And he kind of frowns and reaches over and, like, kind of scratches her head to try and get her to calm down. And she does calm down for a second. And he's like, yeah, that's so weird. She likes most people. And then, like, realizes that was, like, maybe a weird thing to say. And it's like, I'm sure it's just she's, like, super overwhelmed.
Yeah, definitely.
He
seems to like you, though.
And he just kind of blushes again and is like, she sees me all the time. So I'm just a familiar person, I guess. And he's going to, like, kind of raise his camera and start snapping a photo. And as soon as he does, this cat just, like, swipes a paw at your face. Like, she is trying to scratch you.
Jeez. Listen, ow. Okay. I'm gonna put her down on the floor and back up a little bit. I really don't think she likes me.
She's going to run up to you and she's gonna try biting you, but I mean she's just gonna bite your shoe. She's not gonna break skin or anything, but she's gonna bite your shoe.
What the heck?
And Mason kind of runs forward and scoops her up and just like holds her in front of his face and is like, do you want to get adopted or not?
Oh.
Ryan and Clay, you can probably see this interaction.
I turned my phone so and now live streaming this interaction of the cat. Obviously not a planet strike.
Great.
This is perfect.
Moonflower v. Shrike. Who will win?
I actually put a poll in my chat. Who will win versus Moonflower or Shrike?
I think Moonflower is winning that poll.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I probably would agree.
Shrike, at this point, might also vote for the cat. If he were voting. She does kind of calm down a little bit when Mason's holding her. And Mason looks at you and says, do you want to try one more time?
Yeah, I guess. And I'm going to look at the cat before I try and pick her up again. Be like, okay, listen, I'm going to try my best to make you look good so you can find a nice human to adopt you. What do you say?
She's not going to say anything. She's a cat. So Mason is going to hand her to you again. And she is still kind of like hissing at you a little bit, but she's not like trying to scratch or bite you anymore. So he does snap a few pictures and then kind of like, he feels a little weird. Like, this is not how he expected this to go. He's like, I think I can make one of those work.
Sorry about it. It's just, I'm not very popular with flowers lately.
I feel like Ryan just guffaws at that. It's just a ha! And then he realizes that he said that out loud.
I think Mason does not have any idea what that means. But he is going to take the cat back for you and kind of scratch her behind the ears and say, you know the real one, right? The real Moonflower. I mean, I'm kind of a fan. I'm a fan of you too. I'm just, you guys are all cool.
Yeah, I knew her.
And he kind of looks horrified and he's like, did she die?
No, she's fine. I just don't hang out with her much anymore.
Yeah, I think he is, I mean, he definitely wants the tea here, but he doesn't actually know you that well and is like a little starstruck anyway. And I think he's just like kind of a little bit frozen up. And right at this minute, so the event has kind of just gotten started, but right at this minute, over the loudspeakers that they had set up for announcements and things, you just hear this blasting. They start blasting music, and specifically they start blasting Tiny Dancer by Elton John. I feel like this might be a little disruptive to your live stream, Kalea.
Oh, definitely. Kalea's like, this is not the mood I thought for my live stream. She's also semi-worried about copyright. But she's going to roll with it.
Yeah, I am also semi-worried about, not really. I think I'm allowed to mention Elton John on the podcast without us getting sued. So apologies if we get sued at some point. We're not playing any of his music.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Really, this is to honor Elton John. Okay, so yeah, this loud music starts... it's not the vibe for Kalea. Do either of the rest of you respond, or
does Kalea still have Masha?
No. When Kalea got closer to what was happening with Moonflower and Shrike, she kind of put her back down there where Ryan was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan's like stood up and is holding Masha and just starts swaying with her.
So there's definitely some confusion over this. And there's perhaps even more confusion because a second later you hear like this kind of thundering, galloping sound. And right down the street comes what appears to be a unicorn with a rainbow mane. And on top of the unicorn is villain you may recognize as Mr. Bones. He's like a regular human size today. He's not big, but he is wearing like a rainbow bow tie and he does have a sword and he is riding a unicorn. Do any of you do anything about this development?
Oh my goodness.
He's just a skeleton with a sword and a bow tie, right? Riding a unicorn. I've always been pretty chill with Mr. Bones. It's really Teeth Man who really sets me off.
You've always been really chill with Mr. Bones. You like punched his femur.
That was when he was massive.
Your friend Steve.
Yeah, but he kind of had it coming.
He was asking for it.
Embarrassed your friend Steve in front of the girl he likes.
Is the hot girl I was looking at before around, and can I ask her to hold on to Marsha?
She is.
Or I can ask somebody else, but I need somebody to look after Marsha because I can't be taking Marsha into danger.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. When you didn't arrive with a cat carrier, I was like, that's going to be interesting.
You just hold cat.
The very hot girl looks friendly and definitely like someone cats like and would be.
They are the best judge of character.
Yeah.
I think I won't even probably say anything. I'll just like... put Marsha down and like hand the lead to this girl and then run towards Mr. Bones. No, not run. Skate. I'm on skates. Zoom towards Excellent. Mr. Bones.
Are you just skating towards him? Or are you going to try and like, yeah.
Where is he? He's heading towards the event, right?
Yeah. Like, so this event is in the parking lot of the animal shelter. And I think he's just kind of running down the street outside. Well, the unicorn is, he's riding the unicorn.
Okay. I'm doing like a Gandalf, you shall not pass kind of thing. Like I'm getting big and I'm standing in front and I'm like putting my hand out like, stop.
Yeah. So you skate out to the middle of the street and like put your hands out in front of this thing as it's charging. I'm trying to figure out what that role is.
Being to defend. I would like to defend the people at this event and the animals.
Excellent. Yeah, go ahead and give me that roll plus savior.
Alrighty. Sorry, I'm just double checking if I've got any moves I want to use, but I don't think I do because my danger is so low right now. That is a 3 plus a 4 for 7 plus 3 for 10.
Alright. So you keep them safe, and since you rolled a 10, you are not even exposing yourself to danger. So you... also get to choose to either add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I think I'm going to actually use my move there when it matters.
Okay.
So when I defend someone on a hit, I can hold one instead of choosing one from the list. And then I can spend my hold when they're in danger later to arrive on the scene ready to help.
I will.
So can I have a hold one over Kalea maybe?
I will allow it.
Hooray.
Cool. I think that we are... going to just now before I really get rolling and forget. I think we're going to do our coming together as a team move. So we are entering battle against a dangerous foe as a team. So we're going to start with two team in the pool. Well, we start with one team in the pool. We add two. Who is the leader among you three?
It's the hot girl.
I was going to say it was Ryan because they're out front, but...
So... does the way this move works is who does, between the three of you, who does Kalea think is... the leader in this situation? It can be her.
Probably Ryan for the same reason, like because they jumped out in front.
All right, Ryan, team leader. That has that ever happened, Kaylee?
I do not think so. This is unprecedented.
Cool. Ryan, do you have influence over every teammate?
I don't think I have influence over anyone. Oh no, I do have influence over Shrike. But not over Kalea.
From the last Pride when they were together, was that when it was?
Yeah. Actually, I realized that like the first interaction they had was Shrike, because Ryan was an NPC in that episode, and Shrike used his know you move on Ryan.
To literally get her to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, no, I don't.
Ryan, what is your purpose in the fight?
Stop Mr. Bones and this unicorn.
Shrike, what is your purpose in this fight?
Stop the Mr. Bones and protect Pride.
Cool. And Kalea, what is your purpose in this fight?
Stop Mr. Bones, I guess.
While looking good.
So we'll add another team to the pool. Does anyone mistrust anyone else in this fight on their team?
I might mistrust Shrike. It depends how much. I mean, it's a holiday special, so I don't think so. I think I trust everyone, probably.
Shrike trusts Ryan, and Kalea seems like she likes animals, so that's usually means they're pretty chill.
Kalea, do you mistrust either Shrike or Ryan?
No, I trust both people.
Cool. So we have four team in the pool. Am I doing that math right? going into this fight?
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds right to me.
Ryan, as you are standing in the middle of the street with your arms outstretched, being like, do not come closer to this. The unicorn does kind of like rear back and Mr. Bones falls off. He still has his sword and his bow tie, but he is no longer on the unicorn. And the unicorn is still kind of running amok, but just in the street. Like, it doesn't seem to be getting that. Like, it doesn't seem that interested in the people. It is still kind of chaotic to have a unicorn running through the street. Shrike and Kalea, what are you doing?
Can I try to calm the unicorn down?
Yeah, so how do you do that?
I'm going to distract it with my hair from one beautiful creature to another. You know, we're kindred soul. Also, I wanted to mention that, like, I have, like, a small bundle of my locks holding my phone this entire time, like a tripod, like that's tracking me.
That is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
I swish my hair and it's like, I'm doing it as like almost like a matador, like with a bull. So to try the unicorn's attention to like calm down.
Yeah, I think I am going to call this unleashing your powers. Being stunning is, I think, one of your powers. So if that's kind of primarily what you're trying to do is just like stun this unicorn with your beauty, I'm going to say that's an unleash your powers roll. Cool. So that is a hit. That is a 7. Because you rolled a 7, you can either choose to mark one of the conditions or I can tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
That one, let's go with that.
So I do think that this unicorn, like, game recognizes game and it's just like, that is stunning. And I think it does just kind of like stop in the street and it is looking at you, looking at your hair. And so it is successful. It does not last very long though, before you see it kind of like doing that thing that horses do where they like paw their hooves at the ground, like it's getting ready to charge again. But you have definitely like slowed it down at least for a moment.
Okay.
Shrike, are you doing anything?
So Shrike is going to, he's been, yeah, sneaking along kind of the rooftops, following behind Mr. Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to grab like one of the banners that's like stretched across the street and like untie one end of it and then like jump down and try and like wrap Mr. Bones up and get him like tangled up and like bring him down to the ground.
Yeah. I think I will call that directly engaging a threat.
Awesome. Awesome.
Is that the one you were hoping for?
It is. I mean, I do have a -2 to danger, but I don't have the afraid condition marked.
The only one.
Yes. Yes. So we'll see how this goes. Ooh, not well. So that's a 5 plus a 1 -2 for a 4.
Yeah, so that cannot even be salvaged using team. Go ahead and mark a potential.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Beyond being able to be salvaged is kind of Shrike's life right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is rough because, like, I'm going to be honest, I think of the various threats you will face today, Mr. Bones is the least threatening. Yeah, and I think that you start kind of swinging down and Mr. Bones has a sword today and he just like slashes through this banner that you're coming down on and you kind of like lose your momentum and it like also is cut so you can't wrap it up now. I, again, because I'm being nice GM today, don't think I'm going to make you take a powerful blow for that. Maybe your ego takes a powerful blow. There are a lot of people.
Okay.
And yeah, that didn't work at all. And now Mr. Bones is approaching you with a sword. So,
hi.
How far away are they from each other, Mr. Bones and the unicorn?
Not real far. I think you're kind of like right in the middle of them. So you're all still like pretty close to the event, like just on the street, like outside of the parking lot. So they're both in pretty reachable distance.
Can I use my move, I'll save you? Which reads, you're willing to pay high costs to keep your loved ones safe. Reveal your secret identity to someone watching or mark a condition to defend a loved one as if you rolled a 12 plus. Could I use it by like activating my bull's heart, making Kalea my love, and like, yeah, reveal my identity to her basically by using my powers.
Yep. I don't know that she knows who the, you know, Bramble Brawler is, but you certainly reveal that you are a person with powers. And yes,
I feel like Kalea would have like a general idea of the Bramble themed superhero from the suburbs. Like,
yeah. So I think like what happens is like there's like a panel of Ryan standing in the middle of these two things, and then like the little bit of thought, and then very quickly like starts rushing towards Kalea and just like reaches out their arm that has the tattoo on it, and the tattoo just like sprouts these brambles that like zoom down their arm and kind of extend out as like a little like wall or like shield between Kalea and the unicorn.
Mechanically that works like a 10 12
plus apparently. 12. Yeah. And I would like to add a team to the pool.
Smart. So we're up to 5 team, and you are not exposed to danger in this. I think the unicorn is like fairly taken aback by sudden brambles and stops what it's doing again and just kind of observes for a bit. Kalea, you've just been saved by Mighty Briar.
I definitely make sure I move my hair so that my phone can catch this in action.
Ryan didn't factor in that revealing their identity to Kalea would be revealing their identity to the live stream.
I interpreted that as she's angling the camera to get a good shot of herself, not Ryan.
That sounds actually more like what Kalea would do. So,
Ryan, did you like even bring your mouth?
Myself and the wall.
Yes. I feel like it's like when that like trend of like people going to like the flower section of the store and like taking pictures. That's what I'm seeing in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Ryan's bramble walls usually accidentally sprout little roses as well. So it's pretty aesthetic.
I have like the live stream running in the background, but I like snap a cute pic in front of the flower wall.
Let's jump back to Shrike and Mr. Bones.
I do not have a cute pic opportunity.
No, you do not.
Alas. So Mr. Bones has a sword?
Yeah, like one of those curvy pirate swords.
Okay.
I don't know.
Cutlass?
Yeah, that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's got a cutlass.
Okay, that's very on theme.
Yeah.
And he's not giant. He's just regular size?
Just regular size today.
Okay. That's fine. Drew's fought people with swords before. So, yeah, he's going to get back up on his feet and, yeah, square off against Mr. Bones again and try and, yeah, keep himself between the skeleton and the crowd.
Yeah, is he attempting to like disarm Mr. Bones or?
Yeah, I think Drew is going to using kind of his like martial arts training to kind of bait Bones into taking a swing at him so he can kind of like sidestep and try and disarm him.
Yeah, so I'm just so nice today. I think I'm actually going to say that falls within the scope of your abilities. Mr. Bones riding in on a unicorn with a sword was mostly to look cool. I don't think he doesn't know how to use his sword. So I think you're pretty
easy. He's a skeleton.
He is a skeleton. I think you're pretty easily able to like wrestle that from him. Just in time for a third person to show up to, well, I don't know if the unicorn is a person, for another threat to arrive at the scene. So yeah, I think as you're doing this, this guy, I'm going to call him Rocket Man. He does in fact, he does in fact have rockets, like these kind of like ankle boot. Well, they're not boots. They're like, he's wearing full on high heels. This is what appears to be an Elton John impersonator turned evil. So he's got like these rockets on his ankles that allow him to kind of fly around a bit, and appears to be holding some sort of like ray gun type thing. And when I say Elton John impersonator, I'm thinking like Elton John on the Muppets, incredibly so much.
Very Elton John.
The flamboyancy is off the charts on this one. Yeah, and he's kind of like floating onto the scene with his little rocket pumps, and I think he just kind of like he just looks like he's there to mess things up. Like, again, not homophobically, he just someone gave him a gun. It definitely wasn't one of the Joes, who could say. But he just like
had Joe's innocent.
Yeah. He had a taste of power, decided he liked it, and just like wanted to wreck things. So I think he shoots this ray gun, and you just see like this rainbow beam shoot out of it and kind of leaves a scorch mark on the pavement where he shot it.
Guys, look out. He's got a unicorn gun.
Kalea takes a picture and immediately posts it and adds Elton John with the caption, "This you?" question mark.
Amazing. What are the rest of you doing?
So I have Bones' sword.
I mean, I can do something if nobody else has got anything.
You can absolutely do something.
Go for it.
I think it's time for the old Ryan special. I think I'm just going to go try and punch him in the face.
Yes, and I do believe
there we go.
Move that. Well, he is kind of hovering.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a bit of a jump.
Okay. I'll say he's hovering close enough to the ground for you to do that.
Because I could also just, I could push myself up with my brambles.
He's close enough.
You do have to jump. Use my hair to like pull.
He slingshot me.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah,
that works too. Yeah, maybe you should do that first.
Yeah.
Pull him down to the ground.
Pull him down. Okay. I use my hair. After I quickly finish my pose, I use my hair to grab onto his ankles, like pull him closer to the ground.
Boom. So that is a 12, a full hit. So you do it.
Heck yes.
Yeah. So he... Your hair is like wrapping around like his ankle.
Yes. I like twirl and like my hair wraps around his ankle. And then the one swift movement, I take a cute picture. I like stick my tongue out and then like pull him
down. Yeah. And I think he just like slams into the ground. I think that for comedic effect, the song immediately changes to "I'm Still Standing." I dance over. Now we get "I'm Still Standing" as he's lying on the pavement. But yeah, he is on the ground.
I don't really need to punch him anymore. He's kind of on the ground. He's just done.
Yeah. The unicorn does kind of seem like it might be like capable of going around the bramble wall, and it's kind of looking like it might start running amok again.
Okay. I might focus on the unicorn then and try to turn my bramble wall into more of a like bramble harness.
Oh, a harness. Okay. Yeah. I think that is unleashing your powers as well.
Yeah. But not with I won't have the brambles out. I don't want to hurt the unicorn.
No.
Sick. Plus freak, huh? That's not a good thing for me. So that's 5 plus 2. Which is a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I have a -2 to my freak, so that's a 5.
Okay, so if both Shrike and Kalea want to help, we can get that up to a 7, or it can be a miss.
Yeah, Drew can help.
Okay, Drew, what are you doing to help?
Drew has a sword, so I guess he's going to try and just kind of box in the unicorn while Ryan is working on their harness. And keep it from bolting around the corner of the bramble wall and kind of hold it off with the sword there.
Okay. And Claire, are you helping with this endeavor?
No, I am busy taking another. I thought that I'm still standing with Bunny. So I'm recording a clip. Because I also decided mid-fight that this would be a great vlog in addition to the live stream and the pictures I'm taking. So I'm like doing an intro with the Elton John lookalike on the ground behind us with the song playing in the back. But I'm unavailable to help, unfortunately.
I'm just too busy right now.
So fair, honestly. You've got a lot of stuff to
I'm still standing was really funny. You can't miss up an opportunity like that.
I, Absolutely could not miss that opportunity. So
yeah,
I had to pull my intro. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. I love to mock potential.
Yeah. So Ryan, you do get to mark potential. And this unicorn not only is not captured by your harness, but it is like closer now than you would like a unicorn to be. And I think it like puts its head down and it is charging you. It does have, you know, a very sharp horn on its head.
It's going to goal me.
Are you going to try and avoid it or?
I feel like I caught. I feel like I missed. You get to hit me.
Okay. Well,
Drew will jump in front of the way and use his sword to deflect the unicorn horn.
Okay.
I have a sword. I got to use it.
The true agenda. Just give Drew a sword because he looks so hot with one. Yeah. So I will let you make that roll to defend.
Yes.
It's always more embarrassing if Shrike saves me than if I get hit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, I could let the unicorn gore you if that would, you know,
you do
your ego. Oh, man.
Well, you might be getting bored by this.
Don't worry. I'm not saving you. I rolled a 4 + 2 - 2.
Oh, my goodness.
What even team can save us?
No.
No. Nothing can save us.
Yeah, so I think what this is Drew jumps in front of the unicorn. He's got a sword, but unicorns are big. And I think that he does kind of deflect the horn so you don't, like, no one gets impaled or anything. But this unicorn does just, like, kind of run over both of you. And I'm going to ask you both to take a powerful blow.
Oh no. All
right. This is the real test of who comes out of this looking cool.
Oh, I did not want to hit that.
I think maybe it's going to be me. So Ryan rolled 2 + 2 = 4 plus 0 conditions. So that's a 4. So
okay, so one of you weathers this blow. Ryan, how do you weather this blow? And you still do get to mark potential on this.
I just leveled up. Look out, everybody. I think maybe what happens is when the unicorn like barrels into us, Ryan kind of gets low because he's used to doing that for skating when he gets hit. So he kind of gets low. And I think Shrike gets like thrown like over the top of Ryan's back and just
like the unicorn kind of hits Drew kind of high and Ryan is kind of like down low behind his knees, and so Drew just goes like cartwheeling through the air hard and like flies into a building or something, and he is KO'd.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I got a 10 plus.
Yeah, so you are removing yourself from the situation.
But instead of removing myself from the fight, I will activate my new move that I just got leveling up last time. I can do this all day. When something causes you to remove yourself from the fight, I can instead shift my savior down and another label up. So yeah, it looks like Drew is just like out, and then there's like a close-up of him like stabbing the sword point first into the ground, using it to like haul himself back up to his feet. And he's kind of all hunched over and kind of cut up, but he is standing again. Now we'll shift my savior down to 1 and my danger up to -1.
Nice.
The song is very fitting then.
Yeah. It was comedic and then it was like epic.
It was like, oh, dang.
And that's the power of Elton John, everyone.
That is never underestimate.
I don't even know what Mr. Bones is going to do at the moment. I think he's just kind of wandering around. He doesn't have a sword anymore. I think he might just be walking down the street scaring people. But yeah, so this unicorn is still charging in the street. And Rocketman has been brought down to the ground. But you can see he's like lifting his gun and he is aiming it right at Kalea.
Look, I can only jump in front of so many bullets.
Drew, he's not down for the count, but he's like not super like he might have to walk back over to the action. I don't think he's like in the immediate vicinity anymore.
Yeah.
Clea, do you notice that someone is leveling a very scary rainbow ray gun at you? Or
So I don't notice that first, but I'm reading the chat and the chat notices. I'm able to turn around really quickly. I'm gonna try to can I try to restrain him with my hair?
Absolutely. And you do have a move here. So when you directly engage a threat with an audience watching, which certainly you have an audience watching, you have the option. You can either roll your danger, which is 0, or you can mark one of your conditions and roll superior, which is +2.
I'll mark the condition to roll superior.
Yeah, do it.
Excellent. Which condition are you marking? How is this making you feel? Afraid, angry, guilty, hopeless, or insecure?
I'm going to mark angry because I'm mad that this man would dare point a ray gun at these luscious locks. Like, how could he? So, I'm mad now.
As we all are. In that case, you can go ahead and give me that roll plus superior.
Got it.
Okay, so that's going to be a 10. And on a 10, you trade blows. So you get to pick 2 from the list. You can resist or avoid their blows. You can take something from them. You can create an opportunity for your allies, or you can impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Can I take the ray gun?
You can.
I do. I'm gonna snatch it out of his hands.
Okay. And then you get to pick one more. So
I will, the one with the allies.
Okay. So you're not avoiding their blows.
No, I'll take the blow to get the ray gun and to give my allies a better opportunity.
Yeah, so I think that the way this goes down is that you are able to, with your hair, successfully kind of wrap it around the ray gun and snatch it away from him. But as you're pulling it away, he does manage to hit the trigger and fire off a couple shots. I will let you roll to take a powerful blow.
Okay.
Okay. Could be worse.
I would yell something like, I'm too pretty to be hurt. Please help me.
Yes. I do think because you did choose to give your allies an opportunity, I think that the opportunity that you gain is that, so he fires off a couple shots. And I think they distract the unicorn. So the unicorn, once again, is like not immediately charging anything, which maybe frees Ryan up a little bit to do something.
Yeah, I think if Kalea says, like, I'm too pretty to be hurt, like, that's probably going to make Ryan feel guilty. So I'll just mock that real quick.
Yeah. Do you rise to the bait and take some foolhardy action?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty girl's in danger.
Yeah.
She is too pretty to be hurt like that.
Yeah.
She's right. How could I let her get hurt? Poor Ryan.
Poor Kalea. What are you talking about? Ryan's fine. She just weathered that powerful blow like a champ. Yeah, cool. So I think Ryan's going to be like, Ryan's stood up a little bit straighter, like from her cool maneuver, avoiding this powerful blow and feeling like a little bit smug. And then Kalea yells that and Ryan like looks over and sees what's happening and is like, oh no, what have I done? Yeah, rushes in to just punch Rocket Man.
Yeah. And I do think he does not have a gun anymore. I think he is trying to activate his rockets so that he can get back in the air as you're running up. And is this your like charge right in move that you're trying to do here?
I can.
It's basically a threat.
Yeah. So it's just whenever I charge into a fight without hedging my bets, I can shift my danger up and another label down. But I don't know if this counts because we're already in the fight. I mean, I would love to shift my danger up. Don't get me wrong, but
in the spirit of pride, I will let you do it. I think it also is though, like you haven't like in terms of not hedging your bets, like you haven't really been fighting Rocket Man. Like this is kind of like a new, like,
That's true. All right. So yeah, I'm going to move my danger up 1 and my superior, no, my mundane down.
Okay.
No, my superior down. I don't like it when people put me in charge. You should not put me in charge. Awesome. And would this be defending Kalea, maybe?
Yeah.
Or am I don't mind. It's actually better for me if it's, it doesn't actually make a difference to me. It does.
She did yell, "I'm too pretty to be hurt."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that is what you're responding to.
Cool. Well, unfortunately, I made Kalea my love. so I have the move for the Bull's Heart Defender. So when I leap to defend my love or rival in battle, I roll plus danger instead of plus savior to defend them, which is like a bad thing at this point. But anyway.
But you just upped your danger.
Yeah, but it's still only a plus one. My savior's at plus three.
Well, okay. That's on you.
No, it's not. It's on freaking, what's his face? The radiation man who switched all my stupid things off. That is 5 + 1 = 6 + 1 = 7.
Heck yeah.
So on a 7.
Plus one because she's my love. So 8.
It makes no practical difference, but good for you. So on an 8.
But we will know.
On an 8, you can add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I would like to clear guilty. I just got it. You know, I felt guilty that I wasn't helping. I'm helping now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that because you do expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation, I think maybe instead of having you necessarily expose yourself to danger. Well, first of all, what does this look like?
Maybe we get like a panel of like Kalea's like live stream, and it's like Kalea doing this, like, you know, "I'm too pretty to be hurt," and then just like this blur of like green and lavender as like
as Ryan agrees wholeheartedly.
As Ryan agrees, and like zooms in between Kalea and the Rocket Man. And just kind of like stands between them and tries to, I guess, like shove the Rocket Man like away from Kalea.
Yeah. Question, Kalea, do you still have your hair wrapped around his ankle?
No, I removed it from his ankle when I used my hair to grab the ray gun.
Yeah. So I think that you do successfully, Ryan, you do successfully shove him, and he kind of starts flying back, but he activates his shoe rockets right as he is kind of flying back, and he... Not
the shoe rockets.
He's a rocket man.
Should have seen this coming.
And yeah, so he's like back up in the air now. Shrike, what are you doing? I think you are, like, you have picked yourself up. You're probably closest to the unicorn.
I was just wondering, because I expose myself to danger or escalate the situation, does the Rocket Man take me with him?
Do you want the Rocket Man to take you with him?
I don't know. I just wondered.
That's fine.
No, but also, yeah. Yes.
You know, the rule of cool. I think that maybe we'll say that you like kind of grabbed onto his outfit and he's taking you up in the air with him.
I like it when Ryan's dangling from things.
That does seem to be a recurring theme in our episodes. I'm gonna jump back to Shrike for a second. It's been a minute.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, that was an important addition. No regrets.
No, absolutely. Shrike is going to grab the end of the like banner cable he had earlier and tie it around the hilt of the sword, and then like throw it to try and tangle it around the Rocket Man's rocket boots and like keep him from getting away.
Okay. I'm gonna call that unleashing your powers.
Cool. I agree. Oh man. Oh, so I rolled a 5. Plus 1 minus 2 is a 4.
Shrike grabs Ryan.
Yeah, I think this sword, like, it kind of goes up on the trajectory you think, but like the physics just do not physic. And it just kind of like, you see this banner like fluttering as it flies past on the sword, and then the sword just kind of clatters to the ground. and that was definitely caught on the live stream.
Damn it. No.
Anyone else? Or Drew, do you have a follow-up action?
Oh, I mean, his ego is kind of taking enough of a beating right now.
I point the ray gun at Rocket Man since I got it.
Absolutely. Are you just pointing it at him? Are you saying anything?
I'm going to point it at his rocket boots and try to shoot like one of his boots like off.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to call that directly engaging a threat again. So you, again, can use your stage fighting move, or you can just roll danger.
I'm going to just go ahead and roll danger this time.
It's a flat roll. And it does not matter. It is a full hit.
Heck yes.
Yes.
So for a 10 on directly engaging a threat, you get to pick two. So you can resist or avoid their blows. You can take something from them. You can create an opportunity for your allies, or you can impress, surprise, or frighten them.
I'm going to take his boot, or like his rocket boot, and then I'm going to, was it intimidate him? Is that one of the options? Or
yeah, so your other options are resist or avoid their blows, create an opportunity for your allies, or impress, surprise, or frighten them.
Yeah, I'm going to frighten him because he's not trying to attack me, right? So I don't need to avoid blows, right? Okay, I'll avoid his blows this time.
Mechanically, even if they're not like trying to hurt you when you directly engage them, if you don't choose that one, you might get hurt.
Okay, yeah, I will dodge, and then I will also take the rocket boot.
Cool. So yeah, this works. You are able to shoot, and it looks so cool, like, you know, like action movie cool. You successfully hit the rocket thrusters on his boots, and he just like falls out of the sky, taking Ryan with him. I don't think he's like that high up. I'm not gonna like make Ryan take a blow or anything, but no more dangle.
I turn to my live stream and I say, "Pretty fly for a bullseye."
Oh my god!
Nice. Yeah, and I do think like Rocket Man, he is just. Like, he's just a guy in a Elton John costume now. He doesn't have his gun. He doesn't have his rocket boots, which kind of leaves the only loose end. I mean, Mr. Bones is still, like, wandering down the street. He's not really threatening anyone, and I think he's, I don't know, maybe the Joes have collected him again already. But there's just the unicorn left.
Mr. Bones is so chill.
Yeah, sometimes.
What's the unicorn doing?
I mean, it's kind of like stomping around. It's not like immediately threatening anyone, but like, you know, it probably would be better to restrain it, just because if you don't, then like, what if something spooks it and it starts running again?
Drew is going to call in on his Farsec earpiece and Farsec command, we need the unicorn containment unit delivered to your stat. I am using my one of my higher calling moves, one of my soldier moves, to ask Farsec for additional resources, equipment, or information during mission. So I roll plus soldier, and on a hit, they supply me as best they can. On a 10 plus, the resources are highly classified or experimental. And on a miss, they send what they think I need, regardless of what I actually requested.
I like that you've exclusively used this move to like request the most unhinged things from Farsight.
The most ridiculous shit. What else am I going to use it for?
What is something absolutely nonsensical I can ask this government entity for?
I guess I could call it like my super suit or something, but who wants to do that?
No. Give me that roll for the unicorn containment unit.
Okay. This is a roll plus soldier. Yeah! That's a 4 and a 6 plus 1 is an 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what is like highly like experimental about the unicorn containment unit is like just because the unicorn containment unit, you know, you not only do you have to like physically restrain the unicorn, you also have to like contain its majesty. And so the unicorn containment unit is actually like decked out with a whole bunch of like prisms and like lights and crystals, all like the rainbow energy radiating from the unicorn, looks really awesome and gets refracted everywhere. And so the unicorn, like, you know, feels special while it is being contained. It doesn't try and run rampant.
I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to let you have this one.
Yes.
This, what I'm hearing is this would also be useful to contain Kalea. If they have.
Yeah, the unicorn is being taken away. And I think someone is probably showing up to likewise take care of Rocket Man, because like I said, he is just a guy now, so.
Yeah, I think like the unicorn containment unit like is not like a permanent thing, but it's like, you know, they set it up and it's going to like be there for a while, at least until the end of Pride, because the unicorn is cool.
The unicorn is cool.
And it'd look great in the background of like a live stream or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, best believe that I am taking all kinds of pictures in front of the unicorn.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely what Clay is doing in the aftermath of this. Ryan, what are you doing now that the threats have been neutralized?
I'm checking on Marsha and probably trying not to get too close to anyone who's affiliated with Farsec.
Smart. Yeah, weirdly enough, the live stream didn't catch your identity, so
Yeah, like the top half of your face was just out of frame.
Yeah, Ryan's just so tall that Kalea only ever got like their muscles.
Yeah, it was either like, you know, Ryan from the chin up or the bottom half of Kalea's face, so
yep.
Yeah, I don't know canonically how tall Kalea is, but
under 6'2" now, so
yeah. Well, and it's not just the short, like, it's got to be the right angle. It's all about the angle. And the angle just didn't include Ryan space.
Kalea's very good at
5'4". Yeah.
Cool. So I think you kind of run back in and you're pretty quickly able to locate the cute girl that you left your cat with. Marsha's behaving perfectly for her angel cat. Yeah.
Marsha has never done anything wrong in her life.
Never. I think actually, as you're kind of approaching this girl that you left your cat with, like she has kind of taken initiative herself. Like she wasn't, it doesn't seem like she was maybe paying that much attention to the actual fight, because she started running over and helping Mason kind of try and keep all the animals calm and like was really helping out with that. So she's kind of standing near Mason as you approach, and she sees you and she kind of like waves, and then she like says something to Mason and he picks up Marsha and brings Marsha over to you and hands you your cat.
Thank you for taking care of her.
And he's like, thanks for not letting the event get totally ruined. That was cool. And he still looks a little shy, like not quite as starstruck maybe as he did talking to like Shrike, but he does really like superheroes. This is kind of a cool encounter for him.
Thank you for running the event. That's cool.
Yeah, and he kind of smiles and is like nods at Marsha, and he's like, yeah, it's good to see her again. I'm glad she found such a good home. He does recognize Marsha because he did adopt her from this animal shelter.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like my Uncle Patrick's favorite child now.
He laughs and says, well, she is an angel.
Yeah, most of the time.
And he laughs and says, well, she is also a cat.
It's true.
Cool. Do you have anything else or you want to say to Mason or anyone else there? Or are you kind of just going to go back to trying to enjoy the Pause for Pride event?
I'll probably say, if you like superheroes, you should probably go and talk to Kalea over there.
And he is like, she wouldn't want to talk to me. I mean, she did already talk to me since I organized this event and I invited her here, but like, she doesn't want to talk to me.
What do you mean? She loves fans.
And he kind of like scratches the back of his neck and is like, yeah, I mean, it would be weird not to talk to her, right? Since I invited her here.
Yeah, it would be weird.
And he nods. He's like, yeah, okay, thanks. I'm going to do it. And he runs over and says hi to Kalea.
Kalea is, of course, excited, as always, to meet a fan. And they take a picture in front of the unicorn containment unit together.
Yeah. and I think he, like, kind of talks about, like, he is a photographer and maybe gets chatting with you about, like, angles and filters and things that he would know about that Kyra doesn't.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he mentioned, like, angles, like, she's talking to him like nonstop, like motor mouth, like, oh, what do you think about this lens and like this angle? And like, oh, have you tried the new filter? Like, all of that.
Cute. Shrike, what are you doing as this is all kind of wrapping up?
As things are, kind of getting settled in, I think like some of the other young Vindicators are starting to show up for like the photo op. And I have, suggested that we do it in front of the Unicorn Containment Unit for obvious reasons.
It's really going to look good with his bedazzled jacket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is Moonflower the cat still upset with me?
Yes.
Yes.
I do think, just to give Drew something, because it's kind of been a day. I do think he gets a text from Eden Holloway, a.k.a. the human Moonflower, who he hasn't super been on close terms with lately, that just, like, has, like, the bi pride flag color hearts.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I, because Moonflower the cat is kind of a little grumpy looking and not, like, you know, very photogenic, I'm also going to donate my one-of-a-kind Shrike bedazzled jacket to whoever adopts her as well.
Oh, that's juicy. Cool. That's cute.
Cool. I'm also trying to make a sacrifice to absolve my guilt.
He did buy a bedazzler for that jacket, and I am feeling so nice tonight. I will allow it.
Yes. Thank goodness. I got to clear these conditions.
You said you wanted a feelings arc, and that's what got you all those conditions, Michael.
I know.
Anyway.
Oh, I feel too many feelings.
You got exactly what you asked for.
I learned my lesson.
The other young Vindicators are there, right?
Yep.
I mean, Ryan's not obviously going to do anything with them because Ryan's ex-girlfriend is on the Young Vindicators team. But I don't know if Kalea wants to get a photo with all of them or...
Yeah, Shrike would definitely be like, hey, Kalea, do you want to get a picture with the cat of the week?
Yes. I would also seek out, was it Miss Justice that had seen my videos, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She's like the, she's a protege to Archon, like the one of the biggest, baddest superheroes there is. Yeah.
Yeah. I would go up to her and be like, hey, bestie, can we get a picture?
Yeah. And I think we get
47 pictures.
Yeah. And I think we get a full page spread of the comic book that's just like pictures that she is taking, like with the Young Vindicators and with the pets and with the Unicorn Containment Unit, mm-hmm. just like a full page spread of just like all of these selfies that she has taken. And then I think we turn the page to something a little bit different that says like 1 week later. And we get actually a shot of one Eden Holloway, aka Moonflower, in her apartment. And she is sitting at her desk and she has curled up in her lap Moonflower the cat. She's sitting at her desk, and you see on her desk there's also some adoption papers for Cat Moonflower, who she has renamed as Moon Prowler, just because she thought it would be confusing if they both have the same name.
It's also adorable.
And yeah, so she's sitting with this cat who thankfully does like her, curled up in her lap. The adoption papers on the desk, and I think you can see kind of hanging up in the background Shrike's bedazzled jacket that she did get because she adopted the cat. And you can see she has just started a new file. And at the top of the file is Kalea's name. She also, in the background, has her phone up to one of Kalea's streams. What sort of stream would you be doing maybe like a week after this incident?
Probably like another, like, maybe like a doing my hair stream. Like I'm just like styling it. I'm like just chatting mm-hmm. with people. That's a stream that Kalea does like pretty frequently.
Yeah, I love that. And then I think we turn the page and just get like one kind of pie. So it's a page that's like split into three panels, and we get just one of each of our superheroes like a week later. What's the parting shot you want to leave each of us with for your final character panel?
I think Ryan is watching Kalea's stream as well. I think she's sitting in the living room on the couch. And the stream is like on her phone, and she's sort of looking down at it while Patrick does his makeup, does Ryan's makeup that he never got to do for the actual Pride thing.
Aw, mm-hmm. I love it.
Drew is sitting on a rooftop He's wearing a t-shirt that says, what if we kissed while blocking a coal train? And he is staring down at his phone at the message Eden sent him. And it looks like he's like trying to think of a message to type out what he wants to say.
Oh, cute. A week later, still thinking about
it. Yeah. He's like me.
It's cute. And then last but not least, Kalea, what parting shot are we leaving you on?
I definitely think she's live streaming, but in the corner of like her computer, like just like a taped picture, is a picture of the three of them that she was able to snap that she didn't post because it has all three of them in it. She's just kind of like looking at it fondly as she's like live streaming.
Oh, it's also cute.
So sweet.
I don't want to brag, but I think this is winning award for cutest ending to an episode ever. And yeah, with that, we close out our special edition of the comic.
Wonderworld Comics is an actual play podcast of Masks, A New Generation by Brendan Conway. This issue was GM'd by Kyra Nelson, who can be found on Twitter at Kyra M. Nelson.
Kalea is played by Dez Cobbs.
Mighty Briar is played by Kaylee Newberry, who can be found on their Twitter at Kaylee_Newberry. Shrike is played by Michael Dunham, who can be found on his Twitter at GalvanicMan. Wonderworld Comics is produced by Michael Dunham, and it is edited by Michael Dunham and Kaylee Newberry. The music is from Dvorak Symphony No. 9. Do you have questions or comments? You can get a hold of us on Twitter at WWComicsPodcast or send us an email at WWComicsPodcast@gmail.com.